This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Democrat Raphael Warnock has won one of Georgia's two Senate runoff races. The other's too close to call at the moment. At stake, which party controls the U.S. Senate? We'll start with Raphael Warnock's win and our Julie Walker.
Reverend Warnock becomes the first black senator in Georgia's history and puts the Senate majority within the Democratic Party's reach.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here. We were told that we couldn't win this election.
But Loeffler tells supporters this is a game of inches and she's going to win.
We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right.
If John Ossoff wins the other runoff, Democrats flip control of the Senate. If David Perdue wins, the Republicans keep it. I'm Julie Walker.
Today's the day Congress confirms President-elect Biden's November presidential victory, but President Trump isn't backing down.
On Monday, a defiant president continued insisting Democrats stole the election.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
His bid to push allies into overturning the results is unlike anything seen in modern times. A joint session of Congress meets every 4 years to count the votes already certified by states in what's considered a formality. This time, several Republicans say they will object, amplifying the president's unfounded claims of voter fraud, which elections officials and judges in state after state have rejected. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says it's clear she and Biden won.
We're going to be inaugurated, period.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
California is now ordering hospitals that have room to accept patients from other hospitals that are out of ICU beds because of the coronavirus. Patients from Northern California could have to go to Southern California. This is AP News. A new report says more members of Congress identify broadly as Protestant. The AP's Walter Ratliff has this story.
Members of Congress who identify as Protestant or Christian have more than doubled since the 2008 election, according to the nonpartisan Pew Research Center. Their report found that 96 members of the incoming legislative class described themselves as Protestant without naming a denomination. That's 16 more than the previous Congress. About 26% of the U.S. population identifies as religiously unaffiliated, but only one member of Congress identified that way. An estimated 88% of lawmakers identify as Christian, compared with 65% of the general public. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A state lawmaker in Massachusetts wants the public's help in selecting an official state dinosaur. Jack Lewis wants them to choose from one of two dino species discovered in Massachusetts. State lawmaker Jack Lewis there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.